The Escape of Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass is one of the most famous African Americans in history. He was born into slavery, but became a leader in the fight for freedom and equality. His journey to escape slavery was dangerous, and if he had been caught, he would have faced severe punishment. But Douglass was determined to be free, and in 1838, he made his daring escape to the North. Frederick Douglass was born around 1818 in Maryland. He never knew his exact birth date, which was common for enslaved people. As a child, he was separated from his mother and raised by his grandmother. He experienced the cruelty of slavery firsthand, working long hours and suffering harsh punishments. When Douglass was about 8 years old, he was sent to Baltimore to work for a family named the Aulds. There, he learned an important skill that would change his life, how to read. Sophia Auld, the wife of his master, started teaching him the alphabet. However, when her husband found out, he ordered her to stop. He believed that an enslaved person who learned how to read would eventually want their freedom. Douglass realized that education was the key to escaping slavery. So he secretly taught himself to read and write. As he grew older, Douglass became more rebellious. He was sent to a cruel slaveholder named Edward Covey, who was known for breaking enslaved people. Covey often beat him, but Douglass eventually fought back, standing up to his oppressor. After that, Covey never whipped him again. Douglass's desire for freedom only grew stronger. By 1838, Douglass had made up his mind. He would escape to the North. He had tried once before, but was caught. This time, he carefully planned everything. He knew that many enslaved people were captured while running away, so he had to be clever. Douglass got help from a free black woman named Anna Murray, whom he later married. She gave him money and helped him get the right clothes to disguise himself. He also obtained papers from a free black sailor, which would help him move more freely. Douglass decided to travel by train, a risky but faster option. On September 3, 1838, Douglass began his escape. Dressed as a sailor, he boarded a train heading north. He carried the borrowed papers, hoping no one would question him. However, at any moment, someone could recognize him or realize the papers weren't his. As he traveled, Douglass faced several close calls. At one point, he had to sit near a white man he knew. If the man had looked closely, he might have exposed him. But Douglass remained calm and continued his journey. After taking several trains and a ferry, Douglass finally reached New York City. He was free. But freedom also came with danger. Slave catchers were always looking for escaped enslaved people, and if he was caught, he could be sent back to the South. Douglass soon met abolitionists, people who wanted to end slavery. They helped him find a safe place to stay. He also reunited with Anna, and they got married. To stay safe, they moved to New Bedford, Massachusetts, where Douglass found work as a laborer. Douglass didn't just enjoy his freedom, he fought for others. He began speaking about his experiences, inspiring people to join the fight against slavery. He also wrote his autobiography, Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, which became a powerful book in the abolitionist movement. Frederick Douglass's escape was a turning point in his life and in American history. He risked everything for freedom, and once he had it, he used his voice to help others. His bravery and determination made him one of the most influential leaders in the fight to end slavery. His story continues to inspire people today, reminding us of the power of education, courage, and the desire for justice.